let's return to the party. 50 years of KISW is in progress. Presented by Palace Law. 99.9 KISW.
Well, speak of the devil, you know, we're talking to people today that have helped make this place happen over the last 50 years. And one of those people is certainly my pal, Patrick Palace, who is one of the longest running supporters of the radio station of Pain in the Grass, and more specifically, me and this show. So I wanted to say hi to you today, my friend.
Well, if that's my prompt to share some perspective, yeah. I got to tell you that I don't know how many years ago I came into the station. I'm going to say 15 years ago, and I came in as a listener, attracted to the station for who you are, what you play. And because I felt like, I'm one of you, or at least like all the other listeners. And so when I started advertising and taking on cases and people came to my office who are all KSW listeners, and now we've probably had hundreds, if not thousands of people, it confirms this, that we really are all part of the same tribe,
yeah.
Right? And KSW is like the village. It's the place we all live. It's where everyone gravitates towards. It's where we all go at the end of the day. It's how we often start the beginning of our day. So we're this tribe living in this KSW village. And it's been fun meeting all of the listeners and having them as clients and being part of that tribe and confirming that, you know, we're just one people.
You bring up a good point, something I wanted to talk about, you know, being a listener. I think it's important for people to know, like, you know, Patrick isn't just some stuffy lawyer somewhere, you know, out of state or whatever. You grew up in what, Lake Forest Park, right? Like, you are a Seattle
yeah.
guy. Now you live in Tacoma, but that's still cool. but you're, you know, Patrick is, he's a member. He's a member of the family, right? He's one of us. He's one of our guys. Also one of my dearest friends. Absolutely. More than just a guy who spends money on the radio station and supports us here. But also a really good friend and a guy at times I enjoy drinking beer and fishing with, although we have not been able to do that for the last year.
We have not. And Ryan, that's also cool of you to say, my friend. Thank you. I feel the same way about you, and really relish the opportunities that we get a chance to get out. And this COVID thing's been killing
yeah.
me, dude. Killing me. It's nice to have Zoom friends, but truly the only way I've seen you for 9 months has been on Zoom. And that's just got to come to an end here soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you and I were together about this time last year in this studio. And that was, you know, that was the last time we really saw each other in person. Crazy.
I saw that Miles put out a picture on Facebook of all of us fishing together. Maybe
yeah.
one of our last fishing trips.
Yeah. What was that? Probably like January.
You know, it's funny, when we caught those fish, I thought they were bigger. When I'm looking at the pictures, I'm like, oh, we all went trout fishing.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell they're silvers.
I didn't know they made salmon that small. Those must be metric salmon. I don't know that those are actual salmon. Hey, you know what? You and I think last time you and I went fishing we went fishing for springers. I guess that was two springs ago, and we knew that we weren't going to catch any fish. We knew that the river was not producing. We knew the weather had been bad, but we talked to each other on the phone. We're like, look, we got a day off. Worst case scenario, we spend a day drinking beer on the boat. Who cares if we catch any fish? And we didn't catch a damn fish. Had a great day, because there is no bad day drinking beer on a boat.
No, we totally called that from the get-go. At this point, it was just an excuse to literally yeah. fish. Not catch a damn thing. Just fish.
Sit,
a perfect reason.
Yeah. Sit on a boat in the rain and drink beer. And it was a fine day. Absolutely.
Well, with the wind blowing sideways
yeah.
and rough water and in the middle of the Columbia. You know, that's what fishing's all about. Yeah.
Well, hopefully this spring we can get back to it. I'll let you run. I know you're a busy guy. I want to thank you again for being a part of everything that is KISW. Thank you again for your friendship, and thanks for being a part of the party today, man.
Ryan, the pleasure is all mine, my friend. It seems funny to say this to you, but here we go. You ready? Hey, Ryan, happy 50th.
I think we all know I'm not going to see 50. This is as close as I'm going to get. Take care, man. Have a good
day. All right, my friend.
Yes,
take care. Bye.